感觉到那边有一个朋友。
Hey, I've had a couple of best calls from you.
Yep, can I just take your name?
Elizabeth Campbell.
Elizabeth Campbell, no worries. How are you, Elizabeth? You okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good, yep. Good. Just pull up your file. I believe it was my colleague, James, that was trying to call you. Just trying to figure out why he tried to call you. Just one second. Sorry, Elizabeth.
I think he's asking my sisters and brothers if it's a birthday or something.
Oh, is that what it was for the councils? Yes. Yeah, if you're able to provide me with those, I can pass them on to James.
Yeah. Is that for the...
It is, yes. It's for council records. We're receiving a lot of pushback from councils that are requesting further information, such as siblings, parents, date of birth, names. What was that, sorry, Elizabeth?
All right, so I'll give you Jim and Mark. I don't really know Jim. Jim was the 18th of March. Maybe 18th. He wasn't in Florida. He's the older ones that I probably wouldn't have to. There was Bernadette.
18th of March. Sorry, the line's breaking up a little bit, Elizabeth. So I've got 18th of March, and who was that for? Sorry, is that a brother or sister?
The 18th of March, 1962.
Jim.
James Campbell.
Did you say that was your brother?
Yeah. Then there's Bernadette. She's the 12th of March, 1970.
12th. March 1970. And who was that, sorry?
That's Bernadette.
Sorry, do you mind just spelling that the name for me?
Bernadette.
Right, brilliant, thank you. Is that your only siblings?
No, then there was Robbie. He was February 1973.
Robbie, and what's Robbie's second name? Still Campbell.
No, it was Gunter, but he's passed away. But it was Campbell. It was Campbell. So the guy's adopted.
Right, Robbie Gunther.
Yeah, he's passed away. So.
Right, and what was his date of birth again? Sorry.
February the 25th, I think, 1974.
25th.
1973. Just a year after me, yeah. Then there was Ruth. She's the 26th of August, 1974.
26th of August, 1974. And what was her name, sorry?
Ruth.
It
was Ruth Campbell, but it was Ruth Gunter as well. They were adopted.
Right.
Then there's Janet Campbell. She's the 17th of September, 1976.
Campbell, 17th of December.
No, 17th of September.
September, sorry. 1976.
Yeah. And then there was George and Andrew. They were Campbell, but they were forces in this. Your name's Tom now.
George and Andrew.
Tom.
Campbell. So George's date of birth?
The 6th of December.
6th December.
1978. And they're twins, so it was George and Andrew.
Oh, both the same then, yeah. 6th December. 1978. You've done really well to remember all these date of births. I couldn't tell you. I've got one sister and I can't even remember her date of birth. So is that all your siblings then?
There was Margaret, but Margaret and Jim have passed away. So Margaret was April 1961.
April.
Not Margaret Campbell, but she was McLean, I think.
Maiden name McLean.
Yeah.
Right. And April.
But you got It's the nine of us, 1961.
So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've got 8.
Yeah, including myself.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's right, yeah. 1961. Brilliant, April 1961. Right, that should be more than enough information for the councils to locate those records.
My mum and dad are both dead now as well.
Right, I'll take your... Let me just see if we've not already got your parents' details on... No, we don't. So, can I take your mother's name?
It was Kathleen Campbell.
Kathleen, is it?
Yeah.
Kathleen Campbell.
She was the 21st of June, 1941.
21st of June, 1941.
And my dad was Robert Campbell.
Robert Campbell.
And he was the 11th of June, 1941.
11th of June, 1941. Right, brilliant. Yeah, like I say, that should be more than enough information for the councils. Usually they just come back. Well, they do ask for all siblings and parents, but it's usually just to cover all bases because some of your records might actually be under their names. So hopefully this is going to cover all areas and we'll be able to locate all of the relevant records for yourself. So I really appreciate you ringing in and giving us that information, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I think my sister Janet got 10,000, but I don't know. How long ago that was, you know.
What, for redress?
Uh-huh.
Oh, your sister's already had a claim, has she?
Yeah.
Oh, right, and she's already been successful.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. That's good to hear. Well, hopefully we'll be successful with yourself as well, and the next time I call, you will hopefully be to book in for your witness statement, or it'll be James, my colleague, your claim worker, who will call you next once we have those records back, and he'll be booking you in for that witness statement. All right, Elizabeth?
Yep.
Brilliant.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for calling in and giving us that information. It's going to help a lot, Matt. I really do appreciate it.
No problem.
So, yeah, have you got any other questions for me
today?
No,
I can't think of anything.
No, all right, not a problem. Well, thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend, Elizabeth. See you now.
Bye.
Bye now.